Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
It is Louis Black's birthday today.
We should know how old Lou is. But go ahead.
You may know him from Man of the Year, Accepted, Hannah and Her Sisters.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire you might know him from, too, by the way.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We've known Lou 20
years. The Daily Show.
Sits down with us. Has it been that long?
Oh, we've known Lou almost 20 years. I think we met Lou in the late 90s.
Yeah, he was still doing clubs. And
yep.
I think he was doing the Daily Show at
yep.
the time.
Yeah.
He's 67.
No, I think he's older. Hold it. I can figure this out. This isn't a who's older, right? We're supposed to be,
no.
I guess his age since he's a buddy of ours.
You took on the task yourself. I'm not asking you how old he is, but.
No, I would say.
Although I do know.
I would say 69 or 70.
According to what I have in front of me, which is not always perfect.
And tell me, who is what? How old is he?
You're absolutely right.
69?
Yep.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, I know he was at North Carolina undergrad in the late 60s. So that just makes him older than 67. So Todd threw that out there, and we worked it out together.
A lot of people are under the impression that Who's Taller is
coming
to debut September 1st.
Oh.
And it's just coming in September. We didn't say coming September 1st.
I know. And
people we didn't even say coming September 2017.
No, we didn't.
We're still discussing that.
Now that you mention that.
September 1st is Friday, and we have no time to do that by Friday. You can't. That's Friday. Today's the 30th of September. Yeah, excuse me, of October.
No way you could find two people
August.
To randomly guess who's taller by Friday.
No, you're right. It's just too much work.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You got to find the right two, or
sports
the game would be no fun.
It involves you, by the way. It's sports who's taller, too.
I'm not ready. Lay off.
And we saw it coming, too, and we're still not ready. We are busy guys.
I'm working on my NFL game-by-game predictions. I can't be doing who's taller.
We've never had a meeting about this.
No.
I assume it's not just going to...
Tell me when we've had a meeting.
This is a celebrity birthday thing, right? They have to have the same birthday.
Same birthday to find out who's taller.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's it. It's not randomly who's taller. It makes no sense.
Can't willy-nilly pick a couple celebrities and play who's taller.
That's no fun.
There's no rhyme or... There's got to be a rhyme and reason to it.
Right.
It's because they're having a birthday today, and you guess who's taller.
Damn it.
Right.
Somebody tweeted out that they've been waiting. They live for that. They're waiting for it. Don't let them down.
Some guy on Twitter said he took Friday off work just for that.
I saw that. Here's my favorite part about the stupid stuff we do, because we know it's stupid. That's what the audience gets, how stupid it is when a new comedian we don't know is sitting here.
Oh,
you
want to
play who's older? Are we act real excited?
Yeah, their reaction is not, well, yeah, like ours is.
I was reading a story about, and yeah, bless this dude, you know, I mean, the guy's been on the air. There's a morning show in, it's a classic rock morning show. It's an old dude, and apparently she's not that young either, an older woman. Been on a classic rock station in New York City. They teamed up in 1977.
Oh, yeah, read about that.
Yeah, and
I'm familiar with them.
But he'd been on the air about since 67. She joined him in 77. So they've been on the air together 40 years. And it's a classic rock station. It's a guy, girl. You know it's old school radio, because in the article I read that she invented the dirty joke of the day back in the late 70s. And it's every day at 7:20. It's still their bit. I'm thinking, we come up, we have to, I'm going to pat ourselves in the back. We have to actually go up with compelling radio every freaking day. And most times it's not compelling. It just makes people laugh once in a while and gets us through the day and gets us all paid. But the fact is, these guys spent 40 years in New York City doing the joke of the day. Are you freaking kidding me? And saying, here's Crosby, Stills, and Nash. God, I hate this business. That's what he did.
And And weather on the 8th.
Oh, you know he did that.
Wow. And traffic.
You know he did that, and he bitched about the Knicks every right. year or something like that.
Recently, yeah.
And then he said, here's Boston.
Hey, what about this? What if we do traffic and weather
exactly.
together?
Yeah, but in the article, she said, I was told a dirty joke off the air. And the guy said, well, just finish it on the air.
Oh,
and
God,
I did.
It
happened to be around 7:20, and that's what we do every day. So the thing is, we do who's taller and who's older as an homage to how stupid these things are about radio.
Yes.
Because we've always been on radio. Since Todd and I got together, we haven't done that kind of radio.
Right.
Because we didn't have anything planned. And when we met you, Craig, we definitely have anything planned.
Right.
You read, we'll
talk.
That
made it worse.
Right. So when there's I've seen new comedians sitting here, have no idea what the show is about, and you say, who's older? And we go, yeah. And we do it. And the guy thinks, how are these guys, people tell me these guys are good. What's that?
Yeah.
Now, we do who's taller. That's a double down. Idiocracy. But you know what? The audience gets it. I'm afraid new audiences won't.
That's actually going to take a little bit of a couple extra keystrokes.
Right, to find out who's taller.
It is. Because that does, people's birthdays, they show up. You just look those up. But
I just don't want to be interviewed 10 years from now. How'd you guys come up with who's taller? Oh, Jesus.
Well, we were
talking about that off the air. Right. I said, Craig, just do it on the air. And it stuck.
And it happened at 7-Eleven.
It's every day at 7-Eleven.
We ran out of
which
dirty
is in 3 minutes,
jokes
by
of the day.
Way. Yeah, we ran out. Dirty jokes of the
by
day.
The way, if we tossed out our favorite dirty jokes, we'd be fired in less than 24 hours.
That's nothing about that. This is a 1978 dirty joke on a classic rock station. Are you kidding me? It wasn't dirty. It was not dirty. How to get a nun pregnant? Dirty. Ass puss. Sorry, puss.
You know, every time you do that, at least one person calls.
One person?
And at least one. Yeah. And when I tell them, they go, oh, of course. And then they're mad at themselves for actually dialing the phone.
Right. That's a dirty joke. Told right, it's a dirty joke.
Should have figured that out.
Yeah. All right, Craig. So who's taller? Maybe September.
I do feel bad for Craig because obviously with sports figures, you can always find their height and weight and stuff. But how's Craig going to find
a couple strokes,
musicians and actors and politicians? Their height is not on their Wikipedia page.
No, Wikipedia's not. They don't show height on there. No.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of them.
Yeah, some of them they do.
Some of them do, okay.
Not 100%. Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and I think IMDb lists height a lot, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are resources available.
Boom.
We're looking up one's height.
What'd you look at?
Okay, there's someone that has a birthday today.
Yeah.
And I just typed in, how tall is this other guy? Because we're going to play who's older.
2 days ahead of September?
With this guy, not who's taller.
Okay.
We're playing who's older with this guy.
On Friday?
No, today.
Okay.
And so this is like a who's taller proof of concept?
Yeah, so I just typed in how tall is this person that we're going to play who's older with.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed up, and the TV show that he was in, the other people that were with him in that all their heights
how
show
they
up
are.
As well.
All right.
So the resources are there.
Apparently.
There was that one guy.
And God knows the demand is there.
Oh, it seems like it.
Seems that way.
Months of planning, paying off.
Yeah, and it's not just who's older.
We're still not ready.
And who's taller that new audiences might have trouble getting. It's the whole show.
I understand that.
Yeah, so give it a couple weeks.
But random conversation makes more sense to people than stopping down and you want to play who's older.
Wow.
I've seen comedians' faces. What?
So I've looked into it, and today, although it's too early.
It is too early.
It's too early. I don't know if it's too early for the preview edition.
No, it's not.
But we can do both who's older and who's taller today, later on, if we want to.
Do it.
So
but
we'll
don't
do
it on Friday. It's September.
No. Here in about 20 minutes, we'll play both who's older and who's taller.
It's a preview of the new season.
Yeah. Now then, in the new season, we will not be doing
who's
older.
No.
Today's a very special edition.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till the post-show meeting when we run the tape back and all listen to it together and break down what we did right and wrong.
I must be missing that. You guys forgot to tell me they exist.
Oh, wait. Now, who's older? Is going away entirely?
I think
No. No, I just will not do it at the same time. Yeah, it will be a way to where we can talk about people whose birthdays are much farther apart.
Okay, right. So older is obvious.
That's true.
Right, older would be obvious. Right.
I'm in.
Height, maybe not so much.
That's correct.
All right.
That's correct.
I recall a moment when, and I don't know if I'm proud of this or not, but we had B.J. Novak, you know, the creator of The Office, the American version, in here, and he was like a middle act at the Funny Bone.
Yes, and...
And years later, we had him on the phone.
Very famous dude now, yeah.
And he remembers us playing. This was back when before you could just punch a button and get all the information you want on TV.
I did like this game.
We played a game called What Was I Watching?
Right. It was before you could actually just go info and find out.
So you would describe the characters in the movie, maybe the actor, actresses that you do, and the scene that was going on.
That's all you had to do.
You actually didn't know. The name of the movie you were watching. So we'd come on the next day and, you know, give out a few details. And apparently we played What Was I Watching when B.J. Novak was here, and he remembered that. That's what he took away from the show.
Lasting impression.
I don't think any future famous people are going to remember who's older.
You never know.
Maybe.
Months of planning. I mean, people recognize that kind of stuff.
Who's taller might be a juggernaut, but Petey's not ready and... Craig's just giving you a preview. It doesn't guarantee anything Friday.
That's right.
All coming up today. Looking forward to it.
That's right.
Nick Allen will be here, too.
Target is launching its own brand of cheap wines. They're going to have $5 bottles of wine on the shelves of its 1,100 stores by Sunday.
They used to... keep some red wine in the fridge at Target, and I bitched about that. And I don't know if it's still there because I don't usually buy my wine there anymore. But red wine is not that's the white wine section. So some moron was putting red wine.
Right,
you don't fridge your red wine.
Red wine.
A lot of guys at Target that aren't wine drinkers. I mean, working there.
Yeah,
but they will be now.
If you're a beverage guy, though, you walk past and say, hey, the red wine should not be in the.
No, get a full bottle of wine for $5, you're ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Nor should the beer be sitting outside getting warm.
No. Well, sometimes it's just not cold beer.
Well, just take the red wine out and put the beer in there. That should be fridged.
All right.
Beer should be fridged.
Yeah, they have five different wines, apparently, that are going to be $5 wines at the Target.
Is this called Target? It's their wine, or is it a different name?
Is it
their own wine?
I don't know what the name on it is.
Target Vineyards.
Yeah. Right. It's not like the $2 chuck.
No.
No, it's like the $5 chuck.
Yeah, but what's more expensive coming in October? That'll be fun.
The $2 bottle of wine or the $5 bottle of wine?
Might be an easy game, but it's coming.
But it's tough for us.
Craig will give you two prices. Which one's higher?
Oh, yeah, I guess that reminds me. There is an orangutan that has passed away at the zoo, at a zoo. It was apparently the oldest orangutan ever.
How long do they live?
This one is 45.
Okay.
And it's about 10 years older than many of them are.
Than average?
Yeah. Tyler, you mentioned something specific there, although you didn't realize it. Apparently, one of his favorite things to do was...
Throw poop?
No. Well, maybe. But watch The Price is Right.
Oh.
Really?
Yes. Not the Drew Carey version.
They
had to go on the YouTube and dial up Bob Barker.
Bob Barker was animal friendly. That might be the reason.
Yeah.
You know?
So he didn't care for Drew Carey, huh?
No. That might not. It had to be the Bob Barker version of The Price is Right.
Because Carey got skinny and freaky looking, man. He looked better fat with a crew cut. It's the weirdest thing about a dude that actually got healthy, looks better with fatter and a crew cut.
He also enjoyed watching football.
Good for him. He just did he have his hand in his pants the whole time, too?
Yeah.
It sounds like apparently, that kind of orangutan.
He found it difficult to please himself to Drew Carey. He much preferred Bob Barker. I can't fling to this guy. Give me Bob Barker.
Right. Well, can you blame him?
Right. And some football.
Right.
Moaning.
So it's like the Al Bundy of orangutans.
Yeah.
Well, he's a decade older than you're supposed to be. You're gonna.
So he's just. He's
you're gonna
old,
put
so,
your hand so in your pants.
He lost interest in the backswing.
Right.
He did.
Because if you go to the zoo, orangutans do have pants on. That's one of the little-known facts. Most monkeys don't wear pants, but this one does.
That's how you know they're orangutans.
They got pants on.
Yeah, if they don't have them on at your zoo, they're doing it wrong.
Right.
Generally, the older-than-average ones do. Once they turn 35, you know, they get a little embarrassed and say, I should start wearing pants.
Yeah. Did you see the – I don't know why. I don't know how to share it on – I shared it on my Facebook post, but the picture of that kangaroo at that zoo just taking care of – scratching his balls. Have you seen that? It's crazy. It's just a kangaroo standing in the middle of a bunch of people because it must be an open-air zoo. They can walk around. And it's just scratching its nuts. Huge nuts on a kangaroo, by the way. I'm sure you didn't know that.
Probably big fingernails, too.
Look it up, Puss, and tweet it out because it's just the funniest thing. You see it? Just scratching his nuts.
There's more than one video.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Of course you didn't.
I didn't go in and delve more into him. So maybe more. So apparently they scratch their nuts in public a lot.
The one I'm looking at is hilarious. Okay. It might not have been the same one you were looking at.
It might
at,
be. But big old balls just standing there?
Yeah.
That might be it. I'll look at it.
Yeah, there are a number of videos and stills of kangaroos scratching his balls.
I'm starting to laugh more at these things now with the world going to hell. I'm starting to actually stop on these and say, oh, look at that. Kangaroo playing with his nuts. I'm just going to stop here because if I keep scrolling, I'm going to find something bad.
Yes.
And depressing. Right.
Yes. I needed that. Thank you.
Find out if
laugh.
Friends are racist, that kind of stuff. You know?
6 million views. Yep. About kangaroos scratching his balls.
There you go. And I shared it.
6 million views.
Well, that makes sense.
Here's the grandkids. Here's a kangaroo playing with his nuts.
Looks like he's just boxing.
I know it does, doesn't it?
In the cut.
I know it's great. It's great.
He's boxing them?
Well, he's just going to town on them, man. They're huge. I don't know if you've ever seen kangaroos' nuts.
I haven't. I got to tell you.
Yeah, well, you'll see it during the break.
Yeah.
He's just kind of lifting them.
I know, just totally.
So just good times?
Yeah. Good times.
Just swatting them around.
Yeah.
He actually looks like he's scratching his taint more
in
than
public.
His balls.
He's going way down underneath, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah,
he looks like he's juggling the one that I'm looking at. All right. I always want to have Joe America chime in when we
talk about kangaroos and their balls.
Any kind of animal playing with his balls.
Yeah.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, you know, I try to juggle work along with listening to the show. And
your balls, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, okay.
That goes without saying.
Multitask.
Right. But... you're going to do both who's taller and who's older on the same day. I don't think I can keep up with this blistering pace.
No, it's okay. It's the same two guys.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Blistering pace.
And we'll separate it by a couple hours at least.
No,
they're all once, man. All right.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, same two guys. Who's older and who's taller?
Wait, I misunderstood.
So I got to get some more coffee.
Yeah. I'm as confused as
go
you.
Go power
now,
up, Joe.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.